Hi, everybody. My name's Anthony Hines. For the last 40 plus years, I've been trying to help people with their job search, trying to help people with their career. What I've done is I've taken a bunch of my tips and tools and I've made them a package so that you get a really strong support in various ways so that you can get a job fast. I had been doing things individually. And then one day I just said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Bring it all together." So in the description here, you learn about my podcast, which is this, where you sign up to become a patron. You get access to all my podcasts, over 400 of them. You become a subscriber to my videos on LinkedIn, and you also join my LinkedIn group. And then you come to my LinkedIn audio events on every other Tuesday. And between all of this, you build your confidence. You build it up because what I do is when I do a group of things, I try to keep the subject pretty close to the same thing so that when I'm talking about things, it gets reinforced all over the place, right? And then it becomes part of you. And then when I do that, it really becomes a strong message that you can follow, you can use, you can present, and you can make happen. I want you to get a job, everybody. I am here to support you. I am giving you my best stuff to help you to get a great opportunity. But this is on you to do, right? So today, let's talk about interviews. Interviews are nothing to be afraid of. Interviews are nothing to be worried about. Interviews are nothing to be something that you're nervous about. They're opportunities for you to show how great you are. Remember, I've told you this across tools, across platforms. Being unemployed is an empty canvas that you begin with, that you just build and create the painting, the portrait over time. Okay? That portrait is networking. That's a few colors. Connections, that's a few colors. Education, that's a few colors. Also, too, volunteering, experiences, community, that's a few colors. That's your experiences to bring up in the interviews. So look at the interviews as a gallery showing of your portrait. When you go to a gallery, you go to a museum, you look at the museum, you look at the portrait, you're not sitting there saying this person is useless or any of this stuff, or you're not worried about it. You're in there and you're going and you look. Guess what? That's what an interview is. It's your gallery showing. It's your place where you're showing why you're great. Remember, as I say, get up, use the whiteboard. Go to Toastmasters before your interview. Get confident in your public speaking. Use the tools that are around you. Take informational interviews when you can. It's tremendous interview practice, right? But you're not seeing interviews as something you worry about. You're seeing interviews as an opportunity, right? When you say you know someone in HR, you reach out to them. You ask them to do a mock interview with you. If you know somebody that's a recruiter, even though they may not have a job for you, they can do a mock interview with you. People in the industry will love to do a mock interview with you because you know why? It's helping them with their skills too, right? And the fact of the matter is, you're helping them, they're helping you. But what is it about? It's about the opportunity. It's about when you get the interview to show people how strong you are. It's about the fact that they are lucky to have you. It's about that fact that you're the solution. It's about the fact that you're strong in your skills. It's about your fact you're confident. It's not about having people maybe choose you. That is baloney. This is not a beauty contest. This is not a high school dance. You're going to show them why you're great at what you do. You're going to show them why you're tremendous. You're going to show them that you're special. You're going to be organized. You're going to be strong. You're going to have your notes. You're going to have everything right in front of you. You're going to have everything right there, and you're going to impress them. You're going to make them go, wow. Because it's in your control to do that. It's not something to worry about. It's in your control. If you're going on site for an interview, do a dry run the day before. Okay? A dry run to see where the job, where the building is, where the construction is along the way, where the school buses are, where the traffic lights are, where the potholes are, where the traffic is. Take that dry run before the day before, around when the interview is. And then you go in the parking lot. You see, look at the parking lot. It's filled. Okay. Or I got to park in the back. Okay. Add that into your time that you need. All right. Now I want you to park. I want you to go in. I want you to go up to the receptionist area. Do you have to get a badge? Do you have to notify people? How much is it going to impress them if you go there a day before and you say, I'm coming in for an interview tomorrow. I just want to do a dry run to see if I was, if I needed something like a badge or anything like that. Maybe the person gives you the badge today for tomorrow. Maybe the person takes a note so they remember you when you come in the next day and it's all streamlined and everything's ready for you. But that's because you went there a day before. And you went there and showed them how important that interview was. You didn't talk about it. You showed them. That's for an on-site interview. Then when you get in the room, I want you to get up, use the whiteboard. Boom, 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 boom. Words that are key to you. Words like fearless. Words like relentless. Things like that. Talk about why you're special. Use the board. Underline things. Show them why. You worry about confidence in speaking? Go to Toastmasters. That'll teach you how to speak. Do some mock interviews. That'll teach you how to speak. Do some informational interviews. That'll teach you how to speak. Go out to networking events. Meet people. That'll teach you how to speak. These are all things you can do. They're nothing to be afraid of. You know why? You're experienced. You're skilled. You're awesome. You're fabulous. You've been to the top of the mountain at other jobs. You're going to get back there. There's no reason you cannot do this. There's no reason you cannot do this. Get it? Interviews are your opportunity. They're not something to be afraid of. They're not something to worry about. They're not something to think about. They're not something to get an angst over. They're your opportunity. You're on stage. If you're going to be on stage, you're going to act the best you can. You're going to present entertainment. You're going to be great at what you do. But you got to understand, you're responsible for your own greatness. Nobody else is. Somebody else had to call you. Somebody was supposed to call you. That's all baloney, everybody. You're only looking for one job. It's not about everybody else. It's about you and your greatness and your development and your time. What is your canvas? We started out as a white canvas. You've built it. It's a portrait now. Show it off. That's what you do in your interview. You show it off. Remember, you've got to become a patron of my podcast and get access to all of my events. Okay? You've got to get subscribe to my YouTube page to get access to all of my videos, podcasts there, and shorts. And also, come to my LinkedIn event every other Tuesday and join my LinkedIn group. Bang, bang, bang. Four parts. Ready to go? Ready to get a job? Ready to make it happen? It's on you. Nothing to be afraid of. You jump in the pool. You show people how great you are. This game is about you. It's not about everybody else. It's about you presenting yourself the best way possible at every given opportunity. Interviews are your opportunity to show people how special you are. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Get all four things. Get them now. Sign up now. Make it happen. Get a great job fast. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.